branding, photography, video. I f***ed this up. Let's start again.
Photography. It's photography.
Okay. Photography?
Are you thinking of pho? Photography? Like,
I wasn't, but now I am.
I like pho.
I pho, want pho, noodles.
Pho, 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 pho. Name the song.
Better Run, 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 Psycho Killer, Talking Heads. Come on, 1977? Yeah.
That's my boy.
Yeah, Talking Heads.
Do you really?
Yeah. Burn Down the House, Once in a Lifetime. Or letting it... No, it's Once in a Lifetime.
Yeah, Once in a Lifetime.
Yeah, dude. Come on.
I'm not
He's
knocking
an old
it. I'm just
soul.
I'm just
Don't
so
you know?
Impressed.
I know. Wait. There's my thumb.
I'm super Ding. Knocking.
Can you get like a sparkle?
It'll freeze frame.
What? Why?
Hello, this is David Byrne from Talking Heads. I can't keep this all to myself. I got all you need and I'm selling you.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to The Pitch Session, a weekly podcast where we like to sit down and look at a real brand and over the course of 4 15-minute segments, look at their branding, go over ideas and concepts to help them grow through photo and video content, and at the end, wrap it all up with some awesome, hopefully awesome, marketing tips that they can better use their ROI and better tell their brand story. I'm Jason.
I'm Nathan.
I'm Hilda.
And together we are EO7 Media. Guys, welcome to the show.
Ooh, that was good.
Was it?
I'm still reeling that he took second spot now instead of third.
What do you mean second spot?
He said, I'm Jason.
Oh my
he
God.
Said, I'm Nathan.
I know.
I can see you. My standing is
dropping.
I'm
sorry I did that. No. You're my boss. I'm sorry I did. Let's edit it. edit it so that she goes after
nope,
him.
No, we're leaving it now.
Can we redo it?
I'm glad we're on good terms today because we're going to talk about some awesome branding.
I'm not upstaging you, Hilda.
Just one
you're my
more
superior.
Thing. You're just one more thing for me to rag on you about.
No.
I love getting ammunition.
Okay, all right, guys, welcome to the pitch session.
Here we are.
Guys, thank you so much.
Yeah,
Nathan, thank you for being advantageous and jumping up.
I work for you too. I love you guys, both of you.
Don't worry, you won't get fired.
Okay. This week we are talking about a local cleaning company called Kathleen Squeaky Clean LLC. Kathleen Squeaky Clean is a local cleaning company that deals with home cleaning, house cleaning, Airbnb cleaning, but I don't think she handles big corporate cleaning. I think maybe like small business would be on that topic. Her specialty is deep cleaning. She really wants to focus on the fact that she is really good at deep cleaning, where so many other companies out there don't really do it. Like they can, but they don't focus on it. And she really focuses on the deep cleaning aspect.
Right.
Nice.
That's a big part of the brand in a way, right?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, that should be a huge selling point.
I think so too. Mm-hmm. Her brand avatar and her avatar is, a brand avatar is your ideal client. Her avatar is a woman in her early 40s, middle class, works from home, owns her own business, or has, you know, she's a working woman.
And is in Elgin.
And in the Elgin area. And her website does specify that she works in a multitude of different cities around here, but it is Elgin based. Mm-hmm. Her goals for this campaign are to get people to seal the deal. So she feels like she's getting a good reach of people out there, but she wants to walk into someone's house, pitch her business and sign that contract and make that money so she can grow. Because her brand goal is she wants to grow. She does not like the idea of staying as is. She is a career-focused woman.
She wants more employees
she
that she
wants
can
more
send
employees.
Out to,
yes.
to jobs.
She wants more teams.
Bigger teams.
Right now, she has 9 employees. And she's aiming for 30 to 35 in the next couple years. And we asked her specifically on the phone. We said, now, are these just anyone you want, or do you want dedicated, good cleaning people? And she said, no, I have to train them myself.
Right.
So, and I love that. She has such high standards. And I think that's something that should be like displayed somewhere prominently, you know, like high standards of cleaning. I train all my employees myself.
That's a very good point.
I would love that. I would love that. Yes.
Oh, I like that because, I mean, as a business owner, it's the hardest thing to do is to send someone out to represent your business if you don't have like that full trust in them yet. Yeah. And it's
and
a great feeling when you do.
Even when you do, it's still
nerve-wracking.
Yes.
You're right. But training them yourself to hold up to your standards and then send them out, that's amazing. Yeah. That's like one of the best feelings in the world. And that's how you grow. You know, you grow from growing other people up and, you know, doing good things. The one thing that I wanted to push on her website and on Google in general, her reviews are through the roof.
Mm-hmm.
She has a ton of good reviews, all of them 5-star.
I wonder if they're, are they listed on her website or you have
They are. You got to scroll down a little bit.
Like all the way?
No. They're in the middle.
They're in the middle?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, scroll up a bit.
Oh, you just blew right by him.
Oh, okay. Is this one of these one-page websites?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
oh, there's the testimonials. Okay.
Going over really quick, she does have a website. She has Instagram. She has TikTok. She has, what else does she have? Facebook and a Google page. And her website is a Google business page.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And that's the one thing I would definitely recommend is getting a dedicated website.
A domain.
Yeah,
like caffeinesqueakyclean.com
or something
or
similar.
Whatever. Yeah.
And then reroute it if, you know, if she wants to keep this website. Yeah.
She also noted that website is something that she probably needs the most work on. She made that clear to us. And so...
And also with the reviews, there's only a few reviews on here. Whereas if you look at her Google reviews, actual number is a lot higher.
Well, let me look it up on here because this is the...
okay, reviews,
This is good podcasting.
She has 29 reviews, most of them 5-star. So there's that one random
29?
Person. 29? 29, yeah, which
and
is...
And like we've said before... 29, like if you have a lot of reviews and all of them are 5-star, that's super sus. That's really suspicious.
Yeah.
Right. You want like a lot of reviews at like 4.9 or something, right?
Yeah.
Like,
well,
high, but...
or you have most of them at 5 and then one at 1.
Yes.
And basically anyone in their right mind can look at that one review and go, oh, they're bat crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You know, don't worry about
and
her.
I see that she does reply to some of the reviews. I suggest that she replies to all of them because that just looks better.
And it's better for your SEO.
Yes.
Too. Here, look through here, because that's...
Okay. Yes. So there's a few that she didn't reply to, like this. Oh, Andrea Tyler. She should be like, oh, thank you so much, or, you know, whatever it is, just
quick
reply.
Quick thank you is a big deal. Yeah.
Like this one, she said, thank you for your support, so that's good. But she should be thanking everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Or making some sort of personal comment like, oh, I love meeting your dog when I come over.
Right.
You know, she's such a joy to play with or something. So that adds a more personal touch that she remembers the house and the client that's reviewing her. So that kind of heartstring you a little bit there.
As a pet owner, I have 4 cats and a dog. Mm-hmm. If you're going to remember my cats and take care of them and not like, you know, let them outside or, you know, be like, you have to lock your cats up in a room.
Yeah.
That's a huge selling point.
Yes, absolutely.
So by saying something like that, like,
something
oh,
very
we love your cats.
Yes.
And we'll get into the photo and video in a little bit. But I love that idea.
Mm-hmm.
I really, oh man,
Did
I love that idea.
Did we start this timer?
So I made a mistake. I didn't start the timer.
I knew it. But that should be about 15 minutes, you say?
Yeah, I think we're pretty close to 15.
I started a timer here. I can check mine.
Wow. So are there any other branding elements that we need to go into?
Get more contract. Maybe I think we should encourage through the photo and video developing a stronger brand identity in terms of
slogan. Too.
Yeah.
And we're not going to write her slogan for her, but in terms of coming up with a more recognizable, cohesive
strategy.
And
it doesn't have to be a certain type of slogan. It could just be something that she specializes in. Like, it could literally be, we specialize in deep cleaning.
Yeah.
Like,
right.
That could
be super
literally
simple.
It. Yeah. So, because that's
the one thing
that... So
maybe that's something to focus on with the photos and video.
I think, Nathan, I think you hit it right on the head. I think the number one thing outside of sealing the deal is cohesion.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So every time she posts like a before and after, she could be like, we are the deep cleaning specialists, or we specialize in deep cleaning. So mention
the,
that.
Your logo on everything, the same.
Yes.
We still have time. I noticed that on the TikTok and on the Instagram a lot. She uses a lot of stickers and a lot of like animations.
Okay.
Maybe I should show you what I'm talking about.
Okay.
But she uses a lot of animations here, and go away screen thing. Okay. Because of these stickers, like they're not a bad thing, but I want cohesion with them. Mm-hmm. Like use the same one all the time. So mm-hmm. every time I see that sticker, I know it's your video. Mm-hmm. But on top of that, every time I see the sticker in my own TikTok, I'm like, oh, I'm thinking of Kathleen.
Mm.
So you think of that same thing. And then right. think about your branding too. So like use the same font choices mm-hmm. when you're doing it. And she is. She's doing a, well, here it's yellow.
Mm-hmm.
But keep it pink. Mm-hmm. If her brand color is pink, do every one of them pink. And we'll get into the videos in a little bit. But I think cohesion through every platform, website, Instagram, TikTok, everything should have, you should instantly know who this is just by the video alone yeah. without looking down at the tag.
Yeah.
And that's one of the hardest things yeah. any business can do.
So that could be as simple as a pink frame around everything she posts to like match her branding.
Every mm-hmm. video we do a copper frame mm-hmm. around it. So you'll see that copper frame because no one else does copper frames. You'll know it's us mm-hmm. instantly
just
without even seeing
some tiny, small little note that mm-hmm. adds a little bit
super
of
small.
Something personal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep. Agreed.
But it is a lot of different animations.
Yeah.
A lot of stickers.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Are we good on this segment?
I think we're good on branding.
Okay.
We have our goals.
We talked about mm-hmm. the goals that she wants
yep.
more employees.
Yep.
Okay.
And she wants to start working on contracting. So not only sealing the deal, but getting contracts together. We are not
yes.
going to recommend contracts because that is not our business. But the one thing I will recommend really quick is get a lawyer. It's a one-time, like get actual physical contracts. Like I will do X amount of work, you pay money.
I get it.
She mentioned that on the phone.
Right. She just wants to seal the deal.
I know. But she said, I really want to start putting contracts in
she
place.
Doesn't have contracts
no.
now? Gotcha. All right.
So,
that's where I was confused.
Sorry.
Yeah.
My brain jumped ahead.
Yeah.
She's not using contracts, but she really wants to. So get a lawyer. It'll cost you, it's going to cost you more than you think it is at the start. But man, that is going to save you nightmare fuel for the rest of your life. And once you have that contract in place, you can make small little tweaks for it and everything's going to be fine. But that is, oh man, that is worth the money. That is absolutely worth the money. We got a lawyer to do ours and it was
nice.
It was scary.
Yeah.
Like that price tag is really scary,
mm-hmm.
but
hopefully you
I
only have
good.
To do it once.
You only have to do it
yeah.
really
right.
once. Yeah.
Can you stop this thing from sliding? It's driving me nuts.
All right. So let's go ahead and jump out of branding.
And into?
Video.
All right.
There we go.
Oh, I hit the time. Now you
pushed
know.
The button.
Now we can
press
go. All right. For video, what she's doing right now is she's doing a lot of behind the scenes stuff on TikTok. Number one, I have to say it because it's pretty much my slogan, get a YouTube. There's no reason why you shouldn't have a YouTube. Every business should have a YouTube. Why, Hilda, why should every business have a YouTube?
Every business should have a YouTube because YouTube and Google are the same company. So when you type in a Google search, such as cleaning companies near me, not only will Google show you cleaning companies near you, it will show you cleaning companies who are on YouTube near you. So if you're the only cleaning company with a YouTube video in Elgin, you are going to be right at the top.
Yeah, and mm-hmm. Google will always push video first before anything else.
Yep.
And on top of that, Google is the number one most used search engine on the planet.
And YouTube is number two.
Exactly. So there's no reason you shouldn't have a YouTube. Mm-hmm. Even if it's just to host
yep.
a couple videos
and it's
of information.
Very scary. I know every time you started pushing YouTube on me, I'm like, I don't want to. Because
but now we're
it's
on
yes,
now
I know.
We're getting used
thanks to
it.
Him.
Yeah.
But it doesn't have to be anything long. Like we're talking 30 seconds,
oh, yeah.
you know,
yeah,
before
yeah.
and after
and what would
her
go,
in action.
What would go good on the YouTube?
So that's where we're going to dive in right now. So right
yeah.
now she's doing, that was a really good transition, by the way.
Yeah.
That was
you
beautiful.
For pointing it out.
Yeah.
Too.
I love stopping the forward progression of things
Stop,
to call
hold
out
on.
Good things.
Really smooth transition. I got to put a.
I thought that was just.
I'm so anti Bob Odenkirk and David Cross.
I love Mr. Show.
I'm killing everything that they've done
that's
for our,
the greatest television
it is amazing
show.
He just did that to shut me up. There's no transition.
Fair enough. Fair enough. Okay. Great transition, Hilda. Let's move into video. So right now, again, she's doing a lot of behind the scenes. And I think that might be the best.
Yeah.
Sorry. The second best thing she can do.
Because?
Number one, her best thing should be testimonials. She should get people, her clients, on video. It doesn't have to look good. It doesn't have to sound good. And I know that's the one thing I always push is sound. Sounding good mm-hmm. on video is more important than mm-hmm. looking good on video. Mm-hmm. But if literally she is getting a cell phone video of a client at their home, I'm good with that. Mm. If you want to step up your business and make it look more professional and make it look more dynamic and like something that's bigger, then you do hire a videographer with some good lighting. Have them sit down in a kitchen because, as we all know, kitchens will sell a home before anything else. People will choose a house to buy based on the kitchen before any other piece of the house.
That. Interesting.
I've never bought a
house.
Wow.
It is your absolute biggest investment in a house.
So why do you think that matters for her testimonials?
One, because people love kitchens, regardless of who you are, regardless of demographic, regardless of cultural background. Everyone has this emotional connection with a kitchen because that's where family congregates.
And
that's
food.
Where friends congregate.
Food.
It's mm-hmm. food, it's cooking, it's life, it's mm-hmm. family, mm-hmm. okay? So have it in the kitchen so it's automatically mm-hmm. more comfortable. Mm-hmm. This is awesome. And right. guess what? The kitchen's one of the hardest things to clean in the house. And the one mm-hmm. thing that no one wants to.
Right, and when they see her in a squeaky clean.
Yes. That'll reinforce yeah. that this woman does some deep cleaning. And not only does she do the deep cleaning, here's the client that's happy with her
happy.
Services.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. The other hard thing to clean is a bathroom. I'm not going to have someone sit in their bathroom while they're doing an interview.
No, that's not cute. Also, kitchens are usually well lit because there's a window.
There's usually a window.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So make sure that whoever is doing your... video, even if it's
definitely,
her,
definitely video, yeah.
Make sure that the client giving the testimonial is facing towards a giant window.
Right. So if you're going to do it yourself, make sure the client is always facing toward a window. If you hire a videographer crew, we will bring lights to actually make them look even that much better. Having a quick 1 minute testimonial, like she has these great Google reviews, mm-hmm. A testimonial will blow those out of the water because someone will watch a minute long video mm-hmm. faster than they'll read a 3-sentence review. I would rather see someone in their home be happy with the services mm-hmm. saying, Kathleen was amazing. She came in, she pet my cat. She cleaned this kitchen. Can you see this kitchen? You know, like having that kind of excitement. Mm-hmm. And judging from her social media, Kathleen is a very personable person. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I kind of want to see that engagement too. I want to see like her on camera.
Yeah.
Way more than she is. Mm. So, but having those testimonials, I think is dramatically important for getting more people, but that's what's going to seal the deal. Again, we're living in an augmentator society. We no longer praise the creative. We praise the review of the creative. So, if I see someone who's happy with their services,
it's the most authority you could have.
It's
having a lot
authority.
Of happy customers and showing their face. Mm. Yeah.
And remember that word, authority. Authority is what Google uses for everything. So the more authority mm-hmm. you have on a subject, the more you're going to appear on everyone's searches.
And especially when you're in like a very specific market, like if you're targeting Elgin customers,
right.
to be the most highly acclaimed cleaning service mm-hmm. in Elgin with the most reviews, the best reviews, mm-hmm. and marketing that the most,
yes.
getting the most visibility of that, that'll give you the most authority as a
brand.
Mm-hmm.
And being a big fish in a small pond, and let's say if she was just focusing on Elgin, her website does have like 8 or 10 other cities around mm-hmm. here, but being a big fish in a small pond allows you to get more attention. Like you're gonna have more people being like, wait, is this person's really that good? We have to hire them. So focusing on that small aspect instead of Chicagoland area, you're just gonna you're just gonna drown in everything else. So focusing on that geographic location, like you said, mm-hmm. Nathan, really mm-hmm. smart. So the testimonials, definitely. Before and afters. Oh my God. This is where I've been like dying to jump into, the before and after videos. Like, you know, we have examples. Maybe I mm-hmm. should show them. She does before and after video. Oh, that's not her.
I, want to mention real quick. I came across, I don't know how, I guess YouTube recommended for some reason. I actually watched, a deep cleaning video from Sweden.
Oh, okay.
Okay. And it was like 45 minutes long. And I don't know, I was hooked from minute one and I watched the whole thing. I didn't understand why, but I couldn't stop.
Right. You love cleaning. You're the great demographic.
You actually do. Like you come over to the studio and you're just like, where's the brush?
I know.
Where's the broom?
I love cleaning. Vacuum, what can I say? I love vacuuming.
The before and after videos are not only like great for business, but my wife will literally sit up in bed until like 2 a.m. watching, not these videos specifically, but she'll watch the before and after video of cleaning.
It's so satisfying.
For hours.
It's so satisfying.
Oddly satisfying. Yes. That's what I was trying to talk about
satisfying,
before.
Satisfying, yes.
And when you say that, it's before and after, like they show the whole cleaning process like in fast motion?
Not always.
Not necessarily, yeah.
Like for this one right here, we're seeing a fridge. It's just a photo, not a fridge, a shower. Mm-hmm. It's a really dirty shower. Mm-hmm. It's got water stains on it. And anyone who's ever had a shower has water stains, but being able to clean that, boom.
Yeah. And we came across one where she was scrubbing the shower head and it was sped up.
So
that was fun.
Actually my favorite one. This
is
this one right here.
Yeah, there
so
it is.
She's literally like, you actually see her cleaning the shower head.
Yeah.
And
then I was waiting for the big reveal and I was like holding my breath.
Yeah, until, it's like,
and there it is.
Boom, there it is. And I love that the clean is very quick too.
And I also love that she made it so clean that I could actually see her reflection in it.
You see her reflection,
yes, at
and the phone that they're recording off of. I love that.
There it is. Yep. Yep.
I love that.
I would hold that a bit longer and even take a photo.
A little bit longer. Yeah. But I like that it's most of it is like, what's going to happen?
Yeah. Where's the payoff? There it is.
Oh my God.
People can't help but watch when they know eventually they're going to see something like really
like you're holding your breath.
That's
almost
like jump scares in movies. Like we all hate them because they scare us, but it's like, when's it going to happen?
I know.
It's like going to a haunted house. She has a lot of personalities. Here we see her dancing.
That's cute.
I want to see more of this because again,
that tells me that she's a fun person. To be around and to be like comfortable in my, I would be comfortable with her coming in my house.
That's it.
If I knew that she had a fun personality and she was, because like looking at her smiling face, like it, whether or not this is true, just because I don't know her, I assume that she is fun, friendly, and trustworthy, you know, because she's putting herself out there. So me getting to know her even through a YouTube video tells me that she's trustworthy, because if she wasn't, then she wouldn't put herself out there.
This is why you have. Oh, sorry, Nathan. Go ahead.
Oh well, I wanted to say on terms of the before and after videos and the cleaning videos.
Yes,
they would be. Not only should we recommend that maybe she shoot more of them, but if she can get somebody like an assistant, an intern,
somebody who can
film those for her.
I agree.
With like a really steady camera and show like
the steady
every step, like something that's maybe more complex to clean. Mm-hmm. Like there's one video
like
where she was cleaning an oven. Yeah. Mm. It was just hard to see the process because she has to hold the phone. So if she could find a way to get somebody to do that or put it on a tripod. And the value of this too is she can do it herself or with somebody who works for her. Not so she doesn't have to hire us, you know.
The other
thing, she gets a lot of value out of that though.
Like if she does more than clean, like she could set up the time lapse on a tripod.
Steady.
And like so then she could show all that and why are you smiling at me? Did I say something wrong?
No.
Did I mess up time lapse?
No,
I'm like, no.
I'm
because I want to be satisfied with like, here's a messy room and then, it's so clean. Like that would give me another good feeling.
Yeah. To jump on your idea, you know, like to get a nice camera, one that can do a time lapse.
Most phones can do a time lapse now.
But echelon.
Well,
this is where we would recommend, like, you know, if we were offering our photo and video services.
Got it. So
then
hire
come
somebody.
In and with a very wide angle, get like the whole room or get, you know, the whole shower area, you know, something.
I thought you were trying to get her buy a $6,000 camera. I'm like, you've lost your mind.
No.
Okay,
who knows?
It.
Maybe she's a hobbyist and she likes it.
That's true. People do easily go to, go get a GoPro because they're affordable and blah, blah. Unless you're shooting outside, GoPros are worthless.
Really?
They are terrible quality and they make your product, they make your brand look bad. Like if they're outside, they're freaking great, but don't get anything like a GoPro or an action cam. But I think having a camera set up, there's a little like clamp tripod that you can like this tripod right here. It actually came from a cell phone tripod that you can mount your tripod to and then shoot around it. You know, like shoot it, but steady shots. I think would really sell more. I want to see more of her.
Definitely.
I want to see more personality in this because that's exactly it. You and I both saw her dancing here, and we were like, I mean, my biggest concern with having a house cleaner is the terrifying realization that someone's in my house.
Yep.
I'm letting you see my innermost sanctum.
Yeah.
My secrets. You're cleaning my secrets.
Yes.
But if A, you enjoy what you do, that's immediately going to endear me to you that much more. But if you're getting into this like she is, I legitimately love this.
And I love that she's on brand as well. Although,
and she's on brand.
I don't know if she is that her, I don't know if the shirt is branded, but if she
It is. I see her logo.
Then that's absolutely fabulous.
The only thing I have an issue with this, and just something to keep in mind, is you're dancing a lot here. Not you, but Kathleen is dancing a lot here.
Okay.
Maybe minimize that a little bit, maybe half it.
Yeah. Like here I am cleaning and then a little and then dancing and go back to cleaning. Yeah. Like that she's not stopping the cleaning to dance.
Right.
Because you don't want clients to see that.
Especially if you're looking to grow to get those bigger clients. Mm-hmm. You don't want your clients to think, oh, you're dancing on the clock.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
what this looks like to me is encouraging more, and we're for the almost entirely we're encouraging her to create content.
Mm-hmm. I think so,
which is great because it's more accessible. Also, the most valuable thing for actually sealing the deal and getting the contracts, I have to say, is that it has to be the testimonials.
Yep.
This other stuff is a great addition to improve. I don't know, just the general appearance and get more maybe people looking. Mm-hmm. But the real sealing the deal is
correct.
The testimonials.
It is.
So valuable.
So I'm going to pitch one last thing, which I think is very needed in order to seal the deal. Mm. I think Kathleen needs a video business card. Okay. One of the things any business owner is going to tell you is that time is money. The more time you spend going to locations to interview a client to see or for them to interview you, the less money you're making and the more money you're actually losing. So having a super high-end polish, not super high-end, but a high-end polished 60-second or less video business card that she can hand to people who are like, hey, we want to know more about you. We read your reviews. We saw your website. We want to know more about what you do. A good video that is 60 seconds or less that explains who she is, what she does, and why she does it better than anybody else will seal that deal fast.
Yep.
And then you sprinkle in those testimonials in there.
Yep.
She only needs to write maybe like two paragraphs of speaking text.
Mm-hmm.
Everything else will do its job for you.
Mm-hmm.
But that video business card can live on every social media and sent to every email that request you.
Oh, yes. Have it linked at the bottom.
Yeah. Yep. Sorry.
Okay.
I slowed down at the end there to make sure I hit right at one.
You got it exactly on time.
So do we go into photo now?
Let's go into photo and I will set you up. Do you want to be on Instagram here? Is that your choice? There's Facebook and Instagram.
There is not too much on Instagram. So Instagram and website I would like to go over.
You got it.
So I looked at, should I touch on the photo she has already on her website?
Yeah, I mean, real briefly.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just wanted to say that, good job posting photos before and after. Just be very, careful about posting some photos that are unedited. So it's super easy if you take a photo with your cell phone and things look yellow, go to brightness, contrast, and adjust the color, even on your phone. Just do very basic editing on your phone. That's very important because when I look at some of these and like the light is yellow, I don't remember where I saw it. I think perhaps on her website, I'm afraid to touch this now.
I know what you're talking about. If I can.
So, yeah. So the quality of the photo is pretty important when you're showing the work that you can do.
Especially when it's supposed to be clean.
Yes, so, because yellow makes it look dirty and dingy.
Yes, it does.
So what I'm looking at right now, she has some before and after, and they're not they're not necessarily bad, but the fact that they're sort of cut off here,
yes.
they could be, she could have this be one photo yes. here for the before, the second photo
exactly.
after.
Mm.
And some of it's just, it seems like it's been cut off.
Yes.
By...
So be careful about your ratio and framing okay. and stuff like that.
So,
but
yeah.
you see what I mean, like how yellow it is. So even if that's clean, to me, yellow doesn't say clean.
Correct.
Yes.
Correct.
So it just could be the lighting, which I'm sure it is because she does a great
well,
job.
That's
so.
Tungsten lighting,
yes.
like bathroom lighting or
so
tungsten.
So if you're doing your own photos, then turn on the flash or do some editing or open blinds
yeah,
for natural light.
Yeah.
And I would definitely suggest, you know, for professional photos, when I looked at her website and I hit about me, I want to know what she looks like.
Yeah. Take us over to the website real
yes.
quick, because I think that's...
So I definitely want to see a nice... shiny, pretty, smiling headshot of her. So now
right.
when you
so
go
we don't
to,
see that
so we don't,
right
see
now.
Like I don't know who she is. I
Especially
don't know what she
your
looks
name.
Like. Yes,
your name is the
your
company.
Your name is on the company.
I
yes.
want to see Kat Kathleen.
Yes, and mm-hmm. then and then her logo's cute. I'm like, oh, I wonder if that's her. You know,
mm-hmm.
so
mm-hmm.
yeah, just I want to see
right.
her. So if that's her shiny face, you know, that's great. I also want to see a photo of her.
And we noticed that on the website, it does appear that there's some stock images.
Yep.
And there's
yep.
one
yeah,
that's
so get
like
rid of the
animated.
Stock images. I would, you know, if she were to hire a professional photographer such as myself, I happen to be one, I would not only do that, I would take photos of her actually in action cleaning.
Okay,
you know,
action shots.
Action shots.
Okay.
I would show her team. I would mm-hmm. like to show her team all in matching branded, you know,
I think
outfits.
Matching.
Yes.
Not like
that might be a good photo for the top header,
exactly.
like the whole team standing
oh,
in front of a house.
Exactly.
So that
instead of the car, I would love that. I'm
I
like,
would
oh, here's all
that.
The smiling faces that are coming to help me with
yep.
all my deep cleaning issues that I so desperately need. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
yes.
that would be amazing.
I think a team photo would push everything
mm-hmm.
over the edge.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah. I also would show like the before and after. I would definitely show that in professional well-lit photos.
Mm.
And I would say something like, if I don't, I might be, because I'm not a cleaning expert, so take this with a grain of salt. But if there's a way to show dirty, normal clean, and then deep clean,
oh.
I would lose my mind as a client. I'm like, oh, I want the deep clean for sure. Like I would pay extra. Like let's say something spilled on the couch. So like here's a regular person just cleaning it up. And then here's Kathleen cleaning it
right.
up with the deep clean.
And
like
it doesn't like you don't have to advertise the product
exactly.
or like, you know, the, like how you
yeah.
do it or anything
but this,
like
this
that.
This is how she differentiates herself from the other companies because
yes.
she specializes
yes.
in that.
Yeah, because that wouldn't have been known to me as an
mm-hmm.
option. Like, there's not just cleaning,
mm-hmm.
but there's deep cleaning.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have been aware of
yeah.
that. So,
also, I would highly recommend not putting the cute little logo girl on the photos, because when you're looking at the photos, usually the eye goes, the rule of photography, the brightest part of the image gets the most attention.
Right.
In those photos that she's posting, the photos are not edited,
on
so they're
Instagram.
Darker.
Yeah, I'm going
on Instagram and the website,
mm.
pretty much
okay.
all the photos. So you don't want the logo to be the feature. You want the clean before and after to be the feature. So I would just skip posting the logos on the photos altogether.
Right.
And yeah, I would definitely...
Yeah, I think in terms of like some of those on the Instagram, some of them just get cut off in
yeah.
a way that looks a little bit, it's distracting.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Like some even text gets cut off.
Yes.
So we probably just recommend getting more clean, clear,
yes.
Cohesive
yes.
photos.
Yes. See, like right now it's
yeah.
like, oh, I can't appreciate the sink because my eye's like, oh, what's that in the corner?
Well, I mean,
okay.
Yeah, this one right
for,
here.
For video,
showing,
it's not.
That's
for
not,
video,
not
it's actually not too bad because
yeah.
the movement catches your eye. But
right.
when I'm talking about photos specifically,
yeah.
yeah.
yeah. Mm-hmm. Now on her Instagram, she doesn't have a lot of posts on her Instagram,
mm-hmm.
and there's only two photos like
yes.
that.
Yes. So mm-hmm. obviously, I mean, if she hired a professional company to do photos for her, then she would have enough photos to keep posting on Instagram pretty
right.
much for the whole year.
So yeah. what other photos do you think she would really need? I love the idea of the team photo. That
okay.
is awesome.
I also, I want to see the type of things she uses. Like, does she use super high quality products, you know, which she mentioned
mm-hmm.
in the phone call that she does. I would show those high quality products alone, and then I would show them the team using it.
Would you show the actual products, like the brands? Because
good point. Like if it's a, like, for example, I know I do, and most people nowadays, they care about, you know, like, is the product environmentally friendly, pet friendly? stuff like
that's
that.
That's super important.
So if
I
it's
agree with
if
that.
It's like, you know, pet friendly, non-poisonous stuff that they use on the floor and my dog is going to walk on it, I would want to see a photo of the product so I can Google it and be like, okay, I am assured that this is a high quality product.
You'd actually do like a product shop of like the whole bevy of things that they're using on that day.
Yes.
Like the whole collection of products, show them all. Kind of like the tools of what they're
doing. Tools of the trade, so to speak. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And if she has a special, super high, what is it called? I think it's called the green deep cleaning machine or something. I see YouTubers use it.
Oh, I've used it. It's great.
Right?
Yeah.
You know, that would be amazing too, because I'm like, oh yeah, she uses the good stuff. Then I would want to know about that too.
And okay.
Her in action.
I'm sorry. You go first.
No, it's. I have nothing to really add there. I think seeing more of her in the images or her crew. Mm-hmm. Like, that's going to push me over the edge to be like, oh, these are human beings.
Yes.
It's not a cleaning thing.
Yes.
These are actually people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that pushes me over the edge.
Yes. And I was going to say, is there any reason to do anything outside of, like, documentary-style shooting if we were to go shoot for her?
The
like,
headshots. I would do headshots of her and all the employees, you know, maybe with a little bio underneath.
Like, that'd be cool on the website.
Yeah.
Like a short bio.
Very short. Like, you know, here's why Kathleen would talk about what's important to her and her business. And then her employees would be like, you know, I love working with Kathleen because, or my favorite thing about cleaning or my specialty is X.
I like the specialty. Yeah. But I also like, this is why I like cleaning. It's a great feeling. Like, have you ever like cleaned your kitchen, like on your hands and knees and gotten up and your back hurts and you're like, everything feels right in the world. Like, you really like harmonious after you clean something.
Yeah, I get that satisfaction from vacuuming. That's why I need the whole clear vacuum tube to see the dirt. Oh, nothing makes me happier.
My wife does the same thing. She loves seeing all like the grime.
Oh my
God.
Up. It's a female thing, I guess, you know. I get such a satisfaction of dumping that can out. You have no idea.
Okay. Yeah. But I mean, that's kind of cool. Like, that would kind of be a little, like, if someone were to say that, like, I get such a satisfaction to see how much we can take out of the house.
Oh, if somebody showed that and it's like I was looking for somebody to clean my house, oh, I would be like, yes, this woman is just like me. This is what I want in my house. And if I'm going to hire somebody to do it, then they're going to do the same thing.
And they're going to take the time to really get all that deep cleaning out.
Yep.
Which is going to make me so much happier because I had no idea that stuff. Like, that would actually be good. Like, before and after is good.
Yep.
But what about, like, here's all the stuff we took out of the house.
Yep.
I had no idea that it was that bad.
Yeah. Remember, I don't know, it wasn't at your house. I think it was my house. I did this little weird experiment. I vacuumed and I dumped out the vacuum bag, the container. And I went back and I'm like, I wonder what's left over after I actually vacuumed. Oh my God. Like another half a can, but like much smaller debris. So I guess that's what she means by deep cleaning.
Yeah.
So if she were to show me that this is step one, but this is deep cleaning step two, and then there's more dirt coming out, I would lose my flippin' mind. I would be happy. Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry, I know that's off the photo topic, but yeah.
That could be shown in photos, though. It'd be like first run is like this amount of dirt, and then second run, third run of through. Like, that'd be kind of
cool. This is how much you care about your job.
You see the piles of dirt getting smaller, but you go, oh, shit.
But it's that much cleaner,
So that's good.
Did we just create extra work for her? Now she's like on step three.
Yeah, right.
Also, if that is an actual photo of her car, I would love to see her in the car. I would love to see employees around the car.
Yep.
I would love to see a photo of like a happy client waving to the car if she goes off because like now she's like, oh, thank you. I'm so satisfied. I'm so happy, you know, waving it. Like it very much, you know, like it puts the viewer of the photo in their shoes, like, oh, I want to be happy.
Correct.
As, you know, I end up with a clean house. You know?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's why you show reaction shots to begin with in photo or video is like you're literally putting the audience in those shoes. Mm-hmm. So anytime you show a client in a photo or video, know that regardless, subconsciously, the client, the new client is putting themselves in those shoes. So just keep that in mind, everything you shoot. I want to add one more photo thing.
Please.
I would like to see some graphics.
Such as
like on the in Instagram, especially on the Instagram or Facebook. I think, we'll get into Facebook.
Okay,
I want to see what they do. like they have one image here where they have, you know, the graphic here and then Kathleen Squeaky Clean. And then they have a list of stuff. Okay, that's a lot of text that I'm not going to look at because it, like, it hurts my eyes.
Yeah,
it's really busy. Mm-hmm. I would like one image, maybe of a kitchen.
Okay,
right? We clean ovens or deep clean ovens, or something like that, with like text and maybe a graphic. Like, hey, did you know that a deep clean cleans out 99% more bacteria
than
a regular clean?
Ooh.
Something like that, right? Just something super simple. And then the more of those they have, I'm going to be able to look through those and go, not only am I learning, but you're pushing me to the edge of paying me, but you're
so
all...
So the graphics are tips on cleaning?
Kind of. Okay. Not tips to clean, but like, here's why we do this, or like, here's
like
information, facts.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And then, like you were saying, show me the difference between a normal clean and like what Kathleen can do.
Right. Difference between one and the other.
Versus pro.
That's a post itself.
But then do a graphic on there. It's like... oven cleaning, shower cleaning. Instead of having like a list of 300 things on one image, do one image each and then just keep posting them over and over and over.
And you could sprinkle in other things in between.
100%.
Yeah, so it doesn't have to be like rows and rows
of
this.
No, God, no.
Yeah.
I would do it like if you were posting every day a week, if you were posting 7 days, I would maybe do one.
Mm-hmm. And should people be posting 7 days a week to Instagram?
It depends. I think it highly depends. The rule of thumb is yes, you should post every day. But maybe that's not your demographic. Yeah,
maybe
that's not your target market.
Three times a week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially for her, I would rather see quality content rather than blowing me away with just constant content.
Yeah. But if you're going to have an Instagram page up that Instagram is very photo heavy, obviously, you should have more posts than what she has.
Yeah.
Or
yeah,
just take it down altogether.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And if you're going to be humorous, then... you know, do it like Jason said in a routine. So it would be, you know, before and after cleaning and dancing, you know, graphics and then humor. And then before and after, you know, more
like
clean.
So post within a cycle so that every post follows the same week.
Right.
This week we post, today we post this and that.
I think that's what Jason does really well with his Instagram.
I try.
Now on hiatus.
Now on hiatus. Yeah. We'll get back
coming
to it
back
in a couple
soon.
Of weeks. Mm-hmm. But yeah, you're right. I think having that kind of constant flow. Mm-hmm. Because if I go to her Instagram and I'm just interested in seeing the before and after, I can look through really quick and go, okay, this row right here, I'm just going to look real quick.
Yep.
But what's going to happen is you're going to be inundated with other stuff in there and be like, well, I didn't know she cleaned that. Let me look at that. And then you're going to start looking at the other graphics. Then you're going to start looking at these other stuff. I think your Instagram needs to be professional, though. Your Instagram needs to, oh, God, we're talking about marketing. Sorry.
Yeah.
Photo. You need a lot more.
A lot more photos.
A lot more photos.
And a lot more of the same stuff with maybe a little bit better on the editing and the cropping and things like that.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a basic recommendation.
It's super easy.
It'll go a long way.
You can go on YouTube and Google and be like, you know, how do I edit my photos? It's like you can do it on your phone. It's not difficult.
It is pretty simple.
Yeah. And how to format it best at all. Because also, do you want to say people don't want to click on a photo to make it bigger? They need to see the full photo.
So be careful with the
photos on the website. Yeah. Because you have to click on it to see the whole thing.
No one's doing that.
Yeah. Yeah. People are lazy. You just have to make it easy for them.
Like literally, we do it because we're trying to see. Mm-hmm. But if I'm going through here, I'm looking for the information and it's cut off. Your phone number is cut off.
Mm-mm. That's a no-no.
That's a problem.
Yes. Because that sort of tells me subconsciously that you're not, you know, really paying attention to the small details, which we know that she is. So.
She is, but subconsciously that tells me she's not paying attention to the small details, which is how is that going to translate to my house?
Yep.
All right.
Out
you guys
of
ready
time.
To right. jump into marketing?
Marketing.
Yeah.
Nathan?
Okay.
Don't forget.
I'm going to start the timer again. Thank you. All right, so what do we want to say for marketing? I mean, first of all, we had some thoughts about the website.
Mm-hmm.
She told us that the website needs work. So we talked about maybe the best thing for us to do is give some recommendations.
Yeah. Number one is get a new domain name and either use that to build a website around it or reroute the current website to the domain name because people need to be able to type in her name. And
yes, if somebody can type in KathleenSqueakyClean.com, it's more accessible.
Yep. Correct.
Yep.
Now, we also talked about this is a one-page website, so they don't have multiple segments. Mm-hmm. There's three bars, but it only... It
just
it
jumps to it.
I think that's called PHP.
Page.
We're literally like that's how our website works. Okay. So, like we do have other sites. Like, we have the main site and then like five other pages. But the grand majority of the information is on that one page. And actually, for what she's doing, I don't think she needs.
Oh, that's an important point. Sometimes you don't. It doesn't have to be as complex as other websites.
And that's absolutely fine. But when I click on the About Me, I want to see
so
who
what
this
happens
is
when you click
about.
On the About Me? Yeah. It jumps to high quality products. Book your services with Kathleen.
Yeah. No, I want to see her face. This is about me. I am this business person. So and I would definitely recommend having a headshot on there. On
you
the about
told me
page.
Last year that. Google-wise, search-wise, business-wise, the About Me page is probably the most important page on your entire site.
That's the first page that people go to after the homepage because they want to know who is the business, who's behind the business, and what they look like and what they have to say about. You know, like, hi, I'm Kathleen. Did you know that my specialty is deep cleaning at the bare minimum?
I have kids. I love my job. Yep. I started my business and blah, blah, blah. Yeah.
And here's my employees, you know, because I want to know who's coming into my house. I want to know who's running this business.
Yes.
I want to know if, because people make the decision to trust someone based on their looks alone, whether whether we admit it or not, it's just that simple. So nothing says I am friendly and approachable than a really nice headshot with bright, open eyes smiling at the camera. So it's sadly, but that's the truth.
Well, it's a very simple but effective.
What's the statistics that I looked up? 60% or more, 60% of the people who are looking for a business through websites are more likely to book if they have a very good About Me page with a headshot.
Right.
Wow. Those are facts. Those are facts. And she doesn't. So right there, she could be losing business. So that would be the simplest fix to do, immediately.
Is that the number one recommendation, maybe, have an About Me page with a headshot?
Yes. I mean,
in terms of just the website.
I would maybe look at the logo.
Okay.
Because I think you need something that transfers you. Kathleen needs something that transfers over to every page. And she has the graphic. Mm-hmm. And a graphic is not a logo. It's a good graphic. It's fun. It's entertaining.
What's the graphic
so
exactly?
So the graphic is the woman in the pink shirt
holding
the cleaning supplies.
I didn't notice until now that that's actually a very sexy woman. Is that something?
I think you already said that, didn't you?
Not this time. No, I think that was a little. Oh, okay, I see. So you know, if that's her brand, that's great. But just be careful what the sexy woman might say. That's all I'm gonna say on that.
In terms of the target,
your target market
customer,
yes.
Do they want a sexy brand?
Yes.
So that's worth thinking
that's
about.
That's exactly it. Is your brand a sexy brand or is it a trustworthy brand? Mm. You know. So
I agree. I would look at a new logo. Like a logo is something that can be put on absolutely anything, not only online but shirts, anything else that can have one color. Mm-hmm.
And logos are not expensive nowadays.
They are
not even thousands of dollars
and
like
could the logo be a silhouette of this of this graphic like I've seen, you know, even
you
like
can
the Twitter bird, is that a logo?
Yeah. That's a logo. Like
essentially
like this right here.
But
logo.
It's also a graphic though. Twitter bird.
It can be a graphic,
yes.
But it is a logo.
Gotcha.
Because it can be done with one solid color and
correct
just one
right.
shape.
And
right.
it's that the logo needs to be put on everything you do.
Yeah.
Contracts. Are you gonna print out a contract
with
a
sexy girl
a
on
multicolored
it?
Multicolored graphic?
Yeah.
That's the thing though. I mean maybe this is the kind of brand that wants that kind of personality. Mm-hmm. So maybe
true.
This is something she puts on everything.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, I think with the logo, what you're suggesting is the logo is just simpler.
It's very simple. Yeah. But it should be simple.
If she can put it on shirts, if she can put it on hats, if she can put it on contracts, then shouldn't she just go ahead and do that? Because then it's one recognizable image.
It absolutely is. Just know that when you shrink that image down to something that's very small that can fit on a pen, how is that going to look?
Yeah.
Right.
It
right.
needs to be able to be recognizable at a distance what that is. You need to be able to see it on a storefront, everything
else. And it's totally okay to take your current graphics and logo and branding and reach out to a professional
true.
And say, hey, this is the idea that I like. These are the colors I like. What can we do to make it a little bit more cohesive and on brand? So you don't have to change everything. You just have to maybe refine it a little bit. And it shouldn't take a lot of money to find somebody that can tweak it and make it a little bit more.
But even if it does cost more than you think it is, remember
it's going to be worth the investment.
Your logo goes on everything. Yep. Your logo is the face of your company.
Yep.
Before they see you, before they see the name of your company, they're going to see the logo.
They have to be recognizable.
You're right.
Yeah. And just based on that, when I used to post a lot more weddings, you know, because I'm kind of cutting back on weddings a little bit, my logo was like, people literally like kept seeing it over and over and over and over and over again. And they're like, and then they're driving by my studio one day and they're like, oh, that's her space,
you know?
So that's the connect. That's what you're looking for.
Something else really quick on the website. I don't know if you wanted to dive in more into the logo or not.
I was just going to say about the logo. If she really likes the girl with the graphic, a silhouette of that might be doable. You know, she could do something. Yeah. If that's her,
maybe
if
that's
that
stylized.
If that's her brand identity she's going for, something stylized. Yeah.
Can you pull up Facebook real quick? I was, when we're looking at all her socials.
You're right.
Okay, isn't there a logo on Facebook that just kind of jumped out at me? And I'm like, oh, that's really cute.
It's an older one, too. Actually, it's on the top here.
Okay. I love this.
I
love
too.
I honestly think...
Can I
say that this is better than what she's using right now?
I think so too.
I'm sorry.
In all honesty.
This right here with the gloves on.
Yep.
And it still gives me that like personality. Like I know that she's a sassy woman.
Yes.
And I know she like the way that she's holding this mop and like her hands on her hip with the gloves. I'm like, this is a woman in charge that's going to take care of my house.
And you could do this as a silhouette and just have lips and a smile.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And all you have to do is change the orange into pink. And
if you're
into the colors more.
Right.
But girl, this logo is way better. I'm sorry. This graphic is way better as your branding. I'm just saying. So if you don't want to change anything, just go back to this and tweak it. You're good.
I think that one is so strong.
I love this so much. It's very, and it still shows that she's a woman. She's a feminine woman.
Yeah.
But it shows confidence and business.
It does.
Yes. Like
this shows more
she's
business.
A confident, in charge business woman versus a sexy woman who cleans houses.
Which might give the wrong impression.
Yes, especially since your target market is
women.
Women.
That's a good point. While we're on the topic of Facebook, I think you need to be on Facebook more.
Yeah.
It's a local business. You are not trying to target people in Chicago. Mm-hmm. You're not trying to target people in other states.
Yep.
You are local business. Nothing. There is no better social media platform than Facebook when it comes to sharing local.
Yep.
Yes,
and especially like people. Yeah,
yes,
people
that's
have,
what it is.
Don't you belong to like an Elgin-based business? Something?
A couple,
Exactly. So like she could join all, she could just Google Elgin anything and then just start joining those groups.
And then you share.
I imagine the best funnel for her to get people, to get eyeballs on her business is those referrals from things like Facebook.
100%.
And then once they find her, when they see all these testimonials that we're recommending she put up, that gives her that brand identity and authority. That's what seals the deal, probably.
That's right.
Will seal a deal.
That's right.
Because when it comes down to it, word of mouth is the best kind of advertising there is, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Word of mouth doesn't always mean me talking to you.
Yeah.
It could mean someone on Facebook going, we just had Kathleen come and clear our house. It was amazing. Boom, boom.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's free advertising right there. She takes a screenshot of that, posts that on her socials. Mm-hmm. That's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Or even better yet, someone shares it and other people see it.
Yep.
I'm going to trust my friends before I trust an advertisement.
So on branding also, like why we're harping on
the graphic
so much is because like, let's say I am in a Facebook group and this page gets shared to me and I'm like, oh, wow, that's cool. I look at it. I'm like, let me look her up. I go to Google. I Google her and I end up on her website with a different There's a whole disconnect. I'm like, oh, I must have the wrong person because this Facebook logo is different from what's on her website.
Right.
And by that point, I just shut it down because I already moved on.
You already moved on because there is the disconnect.
So I'm like, whether or not I'm getting the wrong person is besides the point. Like your instinct was to, you know, like not go with it because that says it doesn't match up.
Something's wrong.
The consistency is super key.
Mm-hmm.
And it's actually very cool to have if she's going to have a graphic, to have a character to represent her business.
I
actually think that's cool.
Yes.
And if you have that character popping up everywhere, That's a neat strategy.
Yes. Yeah. Very recognizable.
I kind of want.
I cannot get over how much I love this compared to the
new one.
I love it. Everything, like, I don't know who designed that, but
they
I love
a
that
damn
so
good job.
Much. So much.
I would actually go as far to, like, if you go back to this logo, mm-hmm. I'd go on Fiverr and have someone animate it. And it can be as simple as, like, kicking up a bottle or a rag or something, and she puts it behind her and puts the hands on the hips.
Yeah. You can do that?
Yeah. But, like, and then just put Kathleen Squeaky Clean.
We're the cleaning specialists.
And then a web website, because no one's going to call. I mean, they're going to their website before anything else. But an animation like that you can put at the end of every single video and really quick, like a 3-second thing, like boom, ching, Kathleen Squeaky Clean.
Mm-hmm. And can she, like, make TikToks and just load that at the end?
You can just load it in at the end.
Brand reinforcement is what we call it.
Yeah. So, Nathan, you brought it up. I want to talk about it because I think this is direly important. Cohesion.
Yeah. Cohesion.
Everything you post has to tell your brand story.
Yes.
From a simple photo to a high glossy photo, from a video to text. Everything has to come back to, does this tell your brand story? That comes down to fonts, that comes down to colors, that comes down to attitude, that comes down to shot types and coloring in the images. Like you were talking about, the yellow images is really off-putting because it makes me think of not clean.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you do this in every single post you do? And it's annoying in the beginning. I know. It's so annoying to do this in the beginning because, like, oh, I forgot to do that. I have to take that down, repost it, blah, blah. But it will become a point where you're like, this is what I do. Mm-hmm. It just becomes normal.
Second nature.
It becomes very second nature. And no matter what you're posting, no matter what before, after, or location photo, or behind the scenes, or whatever, if you use the same thing over and over, like we use the copper frame. Okay, we use a copper frame around our social media posts. Regardless of who sees it, that's going to integrate in their head, and they're going to see, oh, that's Kathleen Squeaky Clean.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't have to use a logo at that point.
Yep.
People are just going to know. Like you, with your other photography mm-hmm. business, you color things a certain way. You are the only photographer that I can scroll through hundreds of photos and go, Hilda's, 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 because I know your coloring. Mm. No one else does it.
Okay.
So, like, to have that kind of brand story is direly important.
Mm-hmm.
Have more cohesion.
Yes.
Over everything. Yay.
Are so, is that it?
Done or?
Oh, yeah.
We
you guys
got a
have
minute
any?
And a half left.
Okay. So, how about each one of us goes through, like, what's their number one recommendation for her?
Okay.
You go first.
Oh, I go first. I'm glad that you recommended it and threw it away.
Okay. I'm going to say it.
Okay.
Get a new website. It's Wix. Wix is pretty easy. There's a lot of self-design websites, and they are mobile friendly and tablet friendly and everything else. You only have to do it once. Maybe it's like $100 to host it. Get a new website. End of story.
Cool. Jason?
Well, I think a logo is very important to have a branding identity in the form of an image, I think is very important. But I think showing more personality in everything you post is my trump card. I think if you're going to take away anything from this, show more personality, because I would rather hire someone that I like versus someone who's just a fake person behind a washcloth. Or a camera behind a washcloth. I want to know who you are.
It's a cleaning rag, dude, not a washcloth. What is wrong with you?
So I only have 30 seconds. Yep. I want to give mine. Probably the most important thing I would say is get those testimonials out. Do what you can to incentivize more reviews, testimonials. Mm-hmm. If you can afford it, if you're willing to do this, tell your client, I'll give you 5% off. Something that if you're willing to do such a thing.
I was just going to say something like that.
See what you can do to incentivize your customers to let you record them telling you how much they love your business.
Super. Just real quick, jumping off of that. So every written testimonial, you could get 10% off next cleaning, but every actual video testimonial, then offer something like really nice.
You know, whatever you can make work for
exactly.
As a
but
business.
The testimonials are going to bring her enough business to cover whatever expense that she's discounting.
It's probably the most attractive thing.
You will get
far
more business.
Yep.
I agree. Guys, that was Kathleen Squeaky Clean.
Yay.
How do you guys feel about that? Any final thoughts?
Good.
I love the idea of doing the three wrap up. You came up with that, right?
The final one. No,
was that yours?
Yeah.
The three wrap up.
The last idea.
Everyone
was that yours?
The recommendation. No, it was Hilda's.
Oh, I was going to stab you with this pen. You're pissing me off today.
No, I wanted to close the loop on the beginning when I slighted you. I'm sorry.
Cool.
Bookending it. Exactly. I appreciate that.
Wow. But hey, look at, I came up with something smart for
once. That was actually, was fantastic. Thank I really like that, because if you're going to get a takeaway, like what are your takeaways? I think that's absolutely going to be a new thing. Any final thoughts? Final about anything?
Perhaps instead of offering a discount, just say do X, and then after you book 10 cleanings, your 11th one is free.
Oh.
Because then this way they're locked into the contract.
Yeah.
And then they get something. So people are probably more likely to sign a contract if you offer an incentive of X cleaning is free.
That's I kind of like that a lot.
Dang, I'm on a roll today.
Yeah,
I might have to call Kathleen Squeaky Clean.
I like the name. Oh, yeah. One thought I wanted to get at the beginning was I like Kathleen Squeaky Clean, the name.
I can't believe you brushed over that, because like we mentioned it a lot before we recorded. But
be at the beginning of this episode that Kathleen Squeaky Clean is a good name.
Yeah.
It's got the rhyme.
The alliteration.
No, it's rhyme.
Kathleen Squeaky Clean. Yeah.
Kathleen Squeaky Clean.
Kathleen
Squeaky
Clean.
Oh, yeah. Kathleen Squeaky Clean, the alliteration and.
Yeah. Even though the letters don't match, but it sounds like they do.
Matter.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it just matters if it sounds right. Okay, guys, that was fantastic. Yeah.
That was great.
We hope you really enjoyed it, and we hope whether you're a business who deals with cleaning or not, we hope you got something out of this for your own marketing needs. If you are ever in need and want to up your game and your marketing and branding in general, please give us a call or absolutely don't give us a call.
Don't call us.
Email us.
Email us. Text us. What is wrong with you?
You can email us at hello@eo7media.com, or you can jump on our website at eo7media.com. If you are interested on having your brand showcased on the pitch session, please reach out to us at pitchsession@eo7media.com. Write your brand in the subject, and we'll give you a form to fill out, and we will do all of this magic for you.
I want to push it more. I want us to have a marketing campaign just to get people to funnel into the show. Because this is so fun.
We don't have enough to do.
It's so fun.
It is fun. It is
so
fun.
So please email
us. It legitimately is fun.
Email, say it again.
pitchsession@eo7media.com.
Email just anything. Just say, help me and my business, and we'll do it.
You don't need to be a big brand or a brand that's years old. And legit, look at this trustworthy female face. It is honestly free. We're not going to try to sell you anything. We just need more people to talk about because we like it.
And if you liked what we did here in an hour for free for a company, imagine what we can do for you when you hire us to make your brand shine. Man, that sounded really salesy.
That was so salesy.
I absolutely hated that because that's what it made it feel like. Sorry.
We're not trying to sell you anything, but if you like any of the ideas you heard in this episode,
give us a call.
You have our email.
Yes. If you have a marketing budget and you want to spend it with us, we're not going to be sad. How's that? That's much better than what you did.
That's better than everything I do. I'm going home. I'm done. Table flip. I'm out. I can't keep this all to myself.